here's a story from The World.
During the pandemic, with many normal systems broken down, there's been a sudden risk that more people across the globe could fall prey to human traffickers. But another report, also from the U.S. State Department, sends a different message. Yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo released the annual U.S. report on human trafficking. It cites major progress, with 22 countries receiving improved rankings. As the world's Roopa Shenoy reports, those rankings have consequences that can help determine the flow of U.S. foreign aid.
This year marks 20 years since the U.S. first made an historic commitment to ending modern slavery by issuing an annual report. It ranks countries by their progress fighting human trafficking. Countries in the lowest category are restricted from receiving U.S. aid.
We've accomplished so much in the last 20 years.
John Richmond is U.S. Ambassador at Large to monitor and combat trafficking in persons. At this release of the 2020 report, he reminded the audience that President Trump had hosted a summit on human trafficking and issued an executive order to combat online child exploitation.
The department put this report out on time without any delays in the midst of a global pandemic, and that itself serves to show the priority this administration and the secretary has placed on this issue.
The report highlights enormous worldwide progress, giving many countries upgraded rankings.
Our engagement on this has made a difference. This report and the United States have made a positive difference.
But people who work on human trafficking say that positive message from the administration has come at the worst possible time. Martina Vandenberg is the founder and president of the Human Trafficking Legal Center.
At this moment, at the 20th anniversary, the State Department wants to tell a story of success and progress. And that's just not the story that the data tell.
Especially because right now, she says, the global pandemic is making more people vulnerable to human trafficking.
So what we're seeing around the globe is people going into greater debt, people now trapped in countries to which they have migrated, but completely unemployed. And the likelihood is that those people will be more vulnerable to indentured servitude and more vulnerable to forced labor when the world begins to open up again.
Vandenberg also takes issue with the U.S. giving itself the highest possible ranking in the report. Many advocates felt the U.S. deserved to be downgraded this year. Jean Brueggemann is executive director of Freedom Network USA. She says many of the president's border and immigration policies increase wait times and denials, putting more people at risk for trafficking, including vulnerable populations like LGBTQI people.
I do not think that the United States is engaged in sustained efforts. The report tells you that when they say that they've maintained prosecution efforts at best, they've reduced efforts to provide protection, and the only prevention work they've done is federal agency training, which is not actually prevention. It's not actually changing the circumstances, which puts people at risk.
As for other countries, Neha Mishra says the report's rankings have always been somewhat politicized, but this year's takes it to another level. Mishra is a specialist at the NGO, the Solidarity Center. She questions the upgraded ranking of Saudi Arabia in the report and says it may lead that country to do less to combat trafficking.
Even countries that don't get U.S. aid, reputationally, it meant a lot. It was embarrassing to be on tier three or the tier two watch list. And if the tier rankings don't mean anything, then that reputational pressure is gone.
For survivors who are now in the fight against human trafficking, the report is disheartening, says Suamir's Pirano Guzman. He was kidnapped in Honduras as a child and smuggled into the U.S. by human traffickers. President Obama appointed Pirano Guzman to the U.S. Advisory Council on Human Trafficking in 2015.
I'll be honest with you. I think we need to stop pretending that we're moving forward.
Because if the U.S. isn't honest about the reality of human trafficking, he says, it's not really serving the people who need help the most. For The World, I'm Roopa Shenoy.